16.
If only we had some red cloth.
Flynn sat against the rickety mast. He was still very weak, but 4 days ago the fever had broken with the release of the poison.
What would you do with it?
Sebastian asked.
Catch me one of those dolphins. Man, I'm so goddamn hungry I'd eat it raw.
A 4-day diet of coconut pulp and milk had left all their bellies grumbling.
Why red?
They go for red. Make a lure.
You haven't got any hooks or line.
Tie it to a bit of twine from the sack and tease them up to the surface. Then harpoon one with your knife tied to an oar.
Sebastian was silent, peering thoughtfully over the side at the deep flashes of gold where the shoal of dolphin played under the raft.
It's got to be red, eh?
He asked, and Flynn looked at him sharply.
Yeah, it's got to be red.
Well...
Sebastian hesitated, and then flushed with embarrassment under his tropical sunburn.
"What's wrong with you?"
Still blushing, Sebastian stood up and loosened his belt, then, shyly as a bride on her wedding night, he drew down his pants.
"My God!"
breathed Flynn in shock, as he held up his hand to shield his eyes.
"How! How!" was the chorus of admiration from the crew.
"Got them at Harrods," said Sebastian with becoming modesty.
Red, Flynn had asked for, but Sebastian's underpants were the brightest, most beautiful red, the most vivid sunset and roses red he could have imagined. They hung in oriental splendour to Sebastian's knees.
"Pure silk," said Sebastian, fingering the cloth. 10 shillings a pair."
"Whoa now! Come on, little fishy, come on there,"
Flynn whispered as he lay on his belly, head and shoulders over the edge of the raft. On its thread of twine, the scrap of red danced deep in the green water. A long, slithering flash of gold shot towards it, and Flynn jerked the twine away at the last instant. The dolphin swirled and darted back. Again, Flynn jerked the twine. Chameleon lines and dots of excitement showed against the gold of the dolphin's body.
"That's it, fishy. Chase it."
The other fish of the shoal joined hunt, forming a sparkling planetary system of movement around the lure.
"Get ready."
"I'm ready."
Sebastian stood over him, poised like a javelin thrower. In the excitement, he had forgotten to don his pants, and his shirt tails flapped about his thighs in a most undignified manner. But his legs were long and finely muscled, the legs of an athlete.
"Get back!"
he snapped at the crew, who were crowding around him so that the raft was listing dangerously.
"Get back! Give me room!"
And he hefted the oar with the long hunting knife lashed to the tip.
"Here they come!"
Flynn's voice trembled with excitement as he worked the scrap of red cloth upwards and the shoal followed it.
"Now!"
he shouted, as a single fish broke the surface, 4 feet of flashing gold, and Sebastian lunged. The steady-handed eye that had once clean-bowled the great Frank Woolley directed the oar. Sebastian hit the dolphin an inch behind the eye, and the blade slipped through to lacerate the gills. For a few seconds, the oar came alive in his hands as the dolphin twitched and fought on the blade, but there were no barbs to hold in the flesh, and the fish slipped from the knife.
"God damn it to hell!"
bellowed Flynn.
"Dash it all!"
echoed Sebastian. But 10 feet down, the dolphin was mortally wounded. It jigged and whipped like a golden kite in a high wind while the rest of the shoal scattered. Sebastian dropped the oar and began stripping his shirt.
"Where are you going?"
demanded Flynn.
"Going after it."
"You're mad. Sharks."
"I'm so hungry I'll eat a shark also."
And he dived over the side. 30 seconds later he surfaced, blowing like a grampus, but grinning triumphantly, with the dead dolphin clasped lovingly to his bosom. They ate strips of raw fish, seasoned with evaporated salt, squatting around the mutilated carcass of the dolphin.
"Well, I've paid a guinea for worse meals than this," said Sebastian, and belched softly. "Oh, I beg your pardon."
"Granted," Flynn grunted with his mouth full of fish, and then, eyeing Sebastian's nudity with a world-weary eye, "Stop boasting and put on your pants before you trip over it."
Flynn O'Flynn was slowly, very slowly, reviving his esteem of Sebastian Oldsmith.